Hello, and welcome to the Family Prayer Podcast. My name is Dan Wunderlich, and this is the first of two preview episodes before everything kicks off in full on Monday morning, December the 1st. I wanted to take the opportunity to connect with you, the adults, the parents and grandparents of elementary age kids who are looking for a resource that will help your family establish a rhythm of spiritual formation and growth. Today, I'll share about the heart behind the podcast, why it exists, and how it came to be, and then we'll preview the first full episode. Let me begin by telling you a little bit about myself. As I said, my name is Dan Wunderlich. I'm a United Methodist pastor serving a local church in Central Florida. I'm also a husband and a father. We have a daughter in second grade and a two-year-old son, so we're right in the thick of it. Like a lot of parents, I wrestle with the question, how do I raise my kids with a healthy faith? How do I teach them to love Jesus and to love and serve like Jesus? How do I help foster in them a faith that is not only strong, but resilient and able to support them through all that life will throw their way? I'm grateful that we have an amazing children's ministry at our church, but I also know from my own spiritual life that 1 hour once per week is a good start, but it's just that, a start. If I truly want my kids to learn and grow in their faith, it takes regular practice. And being United Methodist, I come from a tradition that believes in the power of regular, simple practices that connect us to God. And especially if I want my kids to see me as a safe place that they can turn to with their questions and struggles, I need to play an active role in their discipleship. Now, you would think that would be easy for someone with a theological degree and the job title of pastor. And while I may feel a bit more prepared than your average parent to answer questions about God and the Bible, I don't magically have more time or energy than the average parent. I too am rushing around in the morning trying to balance getting myself ready for the day and the family out the door. We have a couple of children's Bibles that we mix into stories at bedtime, but there are plenty of days where we watch a video on my phone and I rush through a prayer and a song because either I'm the one falling asleep or I still have things to do after they're in bed. It really began to hit me how limited my time is with my kids. And I don't just mean that they'll move out someday when they're older. I mean right now. These elementary years are such a special and important time in their life. You know this. Our kids are learning who they are. They're developing their lenses for how to see and interpret the world around them. They're learning how to build relationships, how to be a good friend. They're thinking about what they want to be when they grow up. And for families who follow Jesus, they're also learning who God is and how God is present and active in their lives and the world around them. And during this time, the adults in their lives, the voices they trust, have a huge influence on them. Now, I'm so grateful for all of the amazing people who are helping to shape my kids. Grandparents, teachers, volunteers in our children's ministry, coaches. But I can't leave it all to them. I don't want to leave it all to them. I want to be one of those adults. Ideally, I want to be one of the main adults in their life. And yet, most days, the times that I'm reliably with them, in the morning before school, in the evening as the day winds down, those are times when I'm either not at my best, just trying to keep everyone on task so we can get through it, or I'm winging it. There's no intention, no preparation. In an ideal world, this realization would lead me to carve out time to think deeply and make a plan. But if that were easy to do, I would have done it already. I think a lot of us have the desire, but we either feel unprepared or just simply too busy to figure out something better. And then, of course, for some of us, the little voice in our head begins to say things like, of course it isn't easy. It's not supposed to be easy. If you actually cared, you'd do the work. And then we find ourselves in a guilt or shame spiral, and we try to ignore the voice and avoid the problem altogether. But here's the thing. It doesn't need to be this way. You can lead your family in discipleship without a theological degree and without needing to wake up an hour earlier every day to make a lesson plan. You just need a little help. I went looking for that help, and I specifically went looking for a podcast that would help. But we're a big podcast family. What I love about podcasts is that you don't need a screen or a book for everyone to look at. You just need a speaker. And we are all surrounded by speakers on our phones, tablets, TVs, in the car. Perhaps you've got a smart speaker sitting on your kitchen counter or bedside table. Podcasts are easy to work into your existing rhythm. You can listen while doing the things that still need to get done, like eating breakfast, packing lunches, brushing teeth, riding in the car. Let's be honest, what none of us need is an extra thing to squeeze into our already busy day. What we need is something that can transform the time we're already spending together. Think about your most chaotic mornings, your most frustrating bedtimes. It's okay, we all have them. Now, imagine a world in which your six-year-old is reminding you that it's time for morning prayer. Picture your eight-year-old asking thoughtful questions at night instead of negotiating more screen time. What if the moments that too often feel like a chore become moments for family connection? Well, I asked fellow parents and pastors if they knew of anything like this, and the answer was practically universal. We don't know anything like that, but if you find something, let us know because we need it too. And that's how the idea for the Family Prayer Podcast was born. Starting December 1st, we'll release short episodes each weekday morning and evening. They're under 10 minutes. You won't need to prep lessons or gather materials. The podcast is meant to fit within the rhythms you already have. Listen together while eating breakfast or in the car on the way to school. Make it part of your bedtime routine. The goal is to transform the time you already spend together and to equip you to be the leader in your family's spiritual life that you know you want to be. We've got one more preview episode coming where we'll talk some more about what you can expect and ways your family can get the most out of it. But for now, I think the best thing to do is to invite you into the fictional town of Grace Harbor, where the podcast is set, and let you experience it for yourself. So coming up in a minute is the very first episode, the one your family might listen to together on Monday morning, December 1st. Try to imagine your kids listening. Hear their voices as they jump in to answer questions. Feel what it might be like to start your day this way, not rushed and chaotic, but grounded and connected. Before I go, if this resonates with you, if you're thinking, I'd like to try this with my family, please go ahead and subscribe right now while you're thinking about it. That way, when December 1st arrives and the morning comes at you full speed, it'll already be there, ready to go. And if you know other families who could use a podcast like this, please share it with them. Let's build a community together of families committed to raising kids with a healthy and resilient faith one day at a time. If you'd like to learn more, visit familyprayerpodcast.com or follow us at Family Prayer Podcast on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy. Let's see. Is this thing on? I see a green light. Oh, and there's the squiggles on the screen. I think it's working. We have a podcast. Well, hello, everyone. Let me introduce myself. My name is Dan, and I'm the pastor of the church in a town called Grace Harbor. And we're all so excited that you're here. You see, here in Grace Harbor, we made a discovery. Well, it's not new, so technically I guess it would be a rediscovery. We discovered, rediscovered, that if you add just three short disciplines to your day, it can turn our ordinary days into an extraordinary life. Do you know what a discipline is? It's kind of like a habit. You know what a habit is, I'm sure. It's something you do regularly. Like, I have the habit of craving tacos on Tuesdays because it's Taco Tuesday. Or maybe you have the habit of leaving your bedroom light on when you leave. But habits are things that just kind of happen. Disciplines are things that we choose to do regularly. And we choose to do them because they help us learn and grow as people. Earlier this year, we picked out three disciplines to add to our morning routines: gratitude, intention, and prayer. Gratitude means thinking about things we're thankful for. Intention means thinking about our day and what we're going to do, or sometimes more importantly, how we're going to do the things we have to do that day. And prayer, well, that's just a way to talk to God that helps us stay connected with the one that made us, loves us, and calls us to dive into the adventure that's all around us. And these three, they work together. Gratitude opens our hearts. Intention focuses our minds. And prayer fills us up with what we need for the day. And here's the thing, it doesn't have to take long. Just a couple of minutes in the morning was all it took to help us get set up for a great day. And then we rediscovered that if we take just a few minutes at the end of the day to think about how the day went, to look ahead to what's coming tomorrow, and thank God for all the blessings of the day, it helps lock in all the good stuff that's happening all around us. That doesn't sound very hard, does it? It's not. It's also not gonna change your life in one day or one week. Disciplines aren't magic tricks. But we found that as we do this each day, it helps us notice all the amazing things God is doing in our lives. It helps us notice when our prayers are answered. It helps us notice the people we love and the things that make us happy. And we can see how we're growing in our faith. It's made such a big difference in our lives that we wanted to share it with all of you. And we figured the best way to start sharing it would be through this podcast. So, welcome to the very first episode of the Family Prayer Podcast. We're going to be with you for a couple of minutes each weekday morning to help you jumpstart your day and practice these disciplines. You can listen with your whole family around the breakfast table or in the car on the way to school. We'll then be back in the evening to help you wind down. You could make us part of your bedtime routine. In fact, now would be a really good time for an adult in your family to hit that subscribe button so you always get the next episode automatically. There's so much more I want to share with you, but we have plenty of time, and we'll learn together as we go. So let's start simple. What is something you're really looking forward to today? Maybe you can't wait to see your best friend at school. Maybe your adult packed your favorite lunch. Maybe you have something fun planned for after school. Or maybe the weather outside today is your favorite kind of day. Take a few moments to think about something you're looking forward to today and then share it with your family. Adults, why don't you go first? If you need more time, you can pause this podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. All done? Be sure to remember what you shared, because we're going to talk about it tonight. Okay, I think that's probably enough for our first ever podcast. I don't know about you, but I feel like celebrating. Maybe this afternoon I'll head down to Auden and Brookie's Ice Cream and Cookies and get one of their world-famous chocolate chip cookie milkshakes. That's something I'm definitely looking forward to. Before we go, let's say a quick prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, I thank you for all of the new friends I've made this morning through the podcast. I can't wait for them to get to know more about Grace Harbor and for us to learn more about them. And we thank you for all the things we're most looking forward to today. Even ordinary days can hold extraordinary things. Amen. All right, friends, have a great day. And I'll talk to you tonight.